Hello, this is Catherine Jimenez-Spencer, and I'm here to welcome you to the Building Trust Online Summit, where we'll be focusing on learning how to connect deeply with our ideal clients. We're a community of people who want to build passion-based businesses, purpose-filled, meaning-filled businesses that prosper in the world. So welcome back if this is not your first time, and welcome for the first time if you're just joining us now. So really excited to introduce to you a wonderful guest. I have Tara Butler here today. Tara is a certified professional coactive coach and a professional certified coach, and she believes it's never too late to be what you might have been, and I know that she supports people to become what they dream to be. So essentially, she helps emerging and aspiring entrepreneurs take that, I mean, what she deems a courageous leap, and I agree with her, into business ownership. Since the year 2000, when she started her own coaching company. So previously, she was an executive at three companies where she led sales and service organizations. And since then, she's been helping hundreds of clients. It looks like there's three categories of people, either leaving corporate to move into entrepreneurialism, transform their existing businesses, or to start a meaningful business, meaningful passion-based business, and prosper. So she is the creator of the Courageous Entrepreneurial Leap six-figure speaker series, and the Entrepreneurial Leap Start program and the Entrepreneurial Edge coaching program as well. So welcome, Tara. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here. Very excited.
Excellent. All right, I just wanted to let you know, I mean, I think you have a really good sense about who our community of listeners are. To remind you that most people that are going to be with us at this event have really, they have very precious gifts and missions that they really want to they want to nurture, they want to be able to offer in the world, I mean, to be able to expand their reach. And I think most people know at this point in time that, you know, that that's really kind of best achieved, at least on some level, through the internet, through technology. And I think, I mean, from what I've heard and from what I'm experiencing, you know, this can cause some kind of an inner conflict. I mean, most people with passion-based or heart-centered missions are really, they really thrive on those human connections. That's where they get their meaning. That's where they get their fulfillment. And I was hoping you could speak with us about helping people, how you help people either make that change in mentality or support people into at least even being open to starting to connect with people, or at least put themselves out in the world through the internet.
That's a great question. You know, first thing I'd like to say is I am not the most, you know, my husband refers to me as a Luddite, and that I'm, you know, I love going on vacation where I unplug. I just went on a vacation where I didn't look at a cell phone, a TV, a computer for a whole week, and I was in heaven. So all of you out there that are saying, you know, oh my gosh, I'm a technophobe, or in any way, or gosh, I don't know if I really want to do this, know that technology is just a, it's just a channel for human relationships. It's a channel that we can use to build human relationship. And so part of what I help people do is to realize what is possible for them if they use this channel to their advantage, and also to help support them so that it's not so scary, you know. Mm-hmm. And part of it is, if I can do it, anybody can do it, really. So because it's not my strength, it's not my interest even. But what my interest was, and this is where I get people really grounded, is like, what's the impact you want to make on the world? Because your ability to make a greater impact on the world with your gift, with your mission, is that much greater if you leverage the internet and technology to do so. I mean, look at what we're doing here. this right. would not be possible if we weren't using, you know, instant teleseminar and doing all, you know, doing all of this with technology. And it makes it so much more accessible because, you know, people used to have to get onto planes to have that experience. It wasn't even until a couple of years ago that you could have a conference call with hundreds of people. I mean,
right.
it's amazing how far technology has come, and it's really opened up the opportunities. So a part of that is grounding people in the possibility and get them excited about that so that their fears start to diminish a bit, and also support them to make it easy and take the overwhelm out of it, you know, to give them the steps to make that happen. Without, you know, because there's a way, it's like, how do I do this? Ah, you know, and that's part of the thing I help people do is break it down into manageable steps so that it doesn't become overwhelming, and support them, and also help them hire virtual assistants and things that, you know, and I know that you're familiar with that model too,
yeah.
to help support you on the back end of things that you don't know anything about and make these things possible for you.
Right. Well, I would not have been able to do this without support from people like you. I mean, I'm a self-proclaimed technophobe, and believe me, I mean, part of why I'm here and want to host this event is just to show you that it's possible. I'm in the journey with you. I'm not techno-savvy, but I've learned, I've gotten there with, you know, just understanding that there are people out there that know how to do these things, and you that's not really our focus. Our focus is being able to, you know, seek the help we need to get the nuts and bolts stuff done and really focus on our mission, and that it really is possible. So, and I love that, really, just focusing on the impact that we want to have, and, you know, getting the support in the meantime to help with the technology piece. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to, one of the things that just, you know, after getting to know you a bit, knowing your history, just the fact that you have a history as an executive leading sales organizations and then going into working with passion-based entrepreneurs, I thought that you could bring a lot. I mean, you could really help us a lot with understanding. I don't even know if it's so much understanding. I guess there's just the marketing issue, which, you know, I'll just talk about the elephant in the room with, you know, for a lot of us, where, you know, when you start to talk about self-promoting or getting your, you know, putting yourself out there, getting out on the internet, a lot of us start to feel like we're marketing or get into the sales mentality, which I'm not saying is bad, but it can make a lot of us feel really uncomfortable. You know, there's, I think, the point of view or where people talk about wanting to expand their reach, but I think so many of us have experienced feeling targeted, feeling sold to, and it's, we don't like it. We're sensitive to that, and we don't want to be that person, all those talking heads out on the internet that we don't feel cared about or respected by. And so I really wanted to give you the opportunity to speak to us about that, how you either help us learn to do it in a way that feels really in integrity with ourselves and to make us more comfortable with, you know, changing our mentality, changing our view from, you know, expanding our reach as opposed to marketing ourselves.
Yeah.
So well, anything you want to share toward that end would
sure.
be wonderful.
Absolutely. There's a lot of thoughts that come up as you say that, so I'll try to be organized in how I say it, but I'll just let it flow. The first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, as a sales executive, I was selling a product.
Uh-huh.
And when I became an entrepreneur, it felt very different. There's something very different about selling yourself.
Right.
You know, and part of what has made that easier for me, you know, and the great thing about what I do is that being an entrepreneur for 13 years, I've made all the mistakes. I've had all the struggles. I've failed many times. And as a result of that, I've learned a ton so that my clients don't have to fail and fail and fail. You know, and not that there's nothing wrong with failure. I don't even consider it a failure if you learn from it. But one of the things that I did learn was, you know, selling myself, selling Tara Butler, was very uncomfortable for me. And what got me more comfortable with it was actually to create a program. You know, I am a coach and I'm a mentor, but I created sort of a process and a product, you know, vis-a-vis this process that is not just selling Tara Butler. Come work with me, I'm a great coach. It's more about like the transformation I'm providing through my process and getting clarity about, you know, particularly for those of you out there who are coaches, because there are a lot of, I'm sure a lot of people on here who are, you know, of that vein, want to be coaches or mentors. It's like, how do I create a process or package what I offer so I'm selling something beyond me? I'm a piece of that, of course, but beyond me, and really create packages that include a lot of value. Secondly, it's really getting to, you know, and like I said about, you know, sort of internet thing, it is a channel. And actually, the way you are in that channel is not that much different than sort of the other channels. It's just, you know, just like other things out there, there are the people that you see that are talking heads. There are people who are selling products or services that, you know, really don't add value. But they, you know, they're the people that are really slick. They're the people that are really authentic. The whole gamut exists on the internet too. And the internet is just a means, you know, it's not like, and even this virtual world, I'll even refer to it as the virtual world because the internet is one thing and the virtual world of like telesummits and all of this is a little bit larger of which the internet is a piece. And so the key, just like with any sales, is to get really, really clear about who your ideal client is and who you are here to serve and what they really crave from you, and creating packages and products that match to that, and making sure that, like, when you're writing a website or when you're doing a telesummit, that you're really clear about who this is for and the value that they're getting from it, the value that they would get from working with you, and that it answers, you know, as I always say, what is the pain that you help heal? What is the challenge that you help solve for them? And getting really, really clear about that and being able to articulate that so that they recognize this person can help me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're really clear about your process and how you bring people through that transformation of pain to healing or challenge to solution, you know, it no longer becomes about sales. You know, my approach to sales is a consultative, you know, quote, consultative selling process, which is really about identifying what are their challenges and are we a good mutual fit for each other. It's not about selling. It's about mutual, you know, the give, the yin and yang, the give and receive. Well, whether you're in the virtual world, like, yeah, it's like the real question is how do I show up authentically in my highest self, no matter what channel I'm in. And actually, right. To pick a channel, you know, pick a channel or channels, you know, whether it's like going to networking events or speaking at networking events, or doing things virtually, you know, whatever the various different ways to develop your business, that you choose the channels that resonate with you, where you feel like you can show up authentically and that meet your goals, meet your needs, meet your desires. And the virtual thing is not for everybody, but I do think there's a lot of misconceptions out there that it's hard to connect this way. Right. And I, you know, I'm a fierce devil's advocate to that. That I actually think that you can connect even deeper in this way than you can in some other channels.
Are there any stories you'd like to share with us, just about successes or breakthroughs with people, you know, working in this avenue, or just transformations that you've seen or helped support people through, without maybe even ever having met them in person?
To sort of preface that, I'd like to say that I used to believe, as a coach, that in-person coaching was the best. And everything in person was the best. And once upon a time, when I was living in Seattle, I had a person from California hire me, and I'm like, all right, I'll try this out. And what was fascinating about it was that I felt like we went so deep, so quickly in our calls. And then I took on another client, same thing. And what I started to realize for me, for Tara Butler, and this may or may not be true for those of you out there, but to sort of lay some of the, get rid of some of the misconceptions. What's beautiful about in the sort of virtual world is that, especially for those of you who are shy, and believe it or not, it might not come across in this, but I am, a little bit socially awkward. And the reason why is because I like big talk. I hate small talk. And what can happen in some of these other channels is a lot of small talk. Sports and the news and the weather and, where do your kids go to school? And we think we do that because we think we're establishing rapport. And it really often doesn't, at least in my mind. And when you're in the virtual world, you get right to it. You're not looking at pictures. They're not looking at pictures in your office and making small talk. You get right into the dialogue of like, what are we here to talk about? Let's go in. And there's also a way that because you don't have the eye contact, you don't have to, as I call it in coaching, we talk about the levels of listening. Level one is like, what's going on for me? My level one really kind of shuts down. I don't have to worry about whether I'm giving eye contact or if I'm sitting up straight or if I'm, what my facial expression is. I get to forget all that, which allows more of my energy to focus on deeply listening. So I wanted to say that so that you could kind of, first of all, understand why I've made this shift and like some of the impact I see. And it's kind of cool. Like I was saying earlier to Catherine, she knows that I did a telesummit in January. And what is beautiful about this format, and especially for you, Catherine, is that people get an experience of who you are. And they choose whether to engage with you further or not. And there are definitely people that didn't choose to further engage with me. But after that, I had a program out of the telesummit, and there were 30 people that were in that program. And I had several people that hired me out of that. I have 10 new clients out of that experience, which was wonderful. And what I loved about, I'll tell example of one person who just recently completed with me, didn't want to, but was in a sort of financial position and stuff that we're taking a break. And what was fascinating about it was she had this whole experience of me. So when that we started working together, she felt like she totally knew me. Like trust was completely established. And even though we had not actually dialogued one-on-one before, it was really fascinating. I love that like she knew who I was and chose and was inspired by me and chose to be with me. And one of the things that she said to me, I actually have a testimonial I'm gonna put up on my website. I'm a business coach, right? That's what I do. But what was so fulfilling about her experience and what she said to me is that her life has completely changed as a result of working with me, including starting with the telesummit, she said, and that she can't believe how different she is and how much joy she has in her life. And yes, she's on this road to building her business in a fantastic way and quit her job and has a lot of really great things going. But for me personally, like what was the most satisfying is to know that I've changed someone's life and that they are like prosperous and joyful as a result. That's the kind of thing. And I have never met her. I've never met her. I actually, at this point, I sometimes meet my clients. Like I have a client who I have never met who also came out of the telesummit, that whole, the same whole experience. And we're meeting next Friday because she's going to be in the San Francisco area. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see her and give her a real squeeze, you know. But, like, it is actually pretty common for me never to physically meet my clients. They're always welcome to come to California if they want to come. But and what's wonderful about that is that, you know, if I expected them to come to me, or if I had the one-on-one, like, in-person relationship, it would limit my ability to work with some of these amazing, amazing people that I've been blessed to work with.
I mean, I'm hearing two really crucial pieces of experience here. One is just, you know, that the topic of reach, I mean, that you really are able to help people and help people in a very deep way that, again, you know, that might not be able to meet with you, limitations of life, travel, money, but that you really can help them in such an amazing way. And the second that's really fascinating to me is just this idea of, you know, exposing ourselves, you know, educating people about ourselves, however we want to see it, but just letting ourselves be known in this arena, that is, in a lot of ways, what does build the trust, that just having people feel like they know us, you know, coming to us for the first time, or at least being introduced to us, and giving them that sense of really who we are, which doesn't always, you know, doesn't often happen in a, you know, in a setting where we're waiting for people to come to us, or, you know, haven't really exposed ourselves in this way. So that's pretty fascinating to me. I love that you shared that.
Well, I think that, you know, that's why I think it's like a total misconception that you, this whole building, like that you can't build trust online.
Mm-hmm.
Because really what I say anyway of what attracts people to a business coach like me is a combination of credibility and relatability. And this is the thing why it's really hard to have both of those come across in a website. Now you can,
right.
Absolutely. And if you use videos and other things, that enhances that, certainly, because they have an experience of you, not just a solid picture of you. But the Telesummit experience, for those of you who are camera shy, like me, you'll notice I don't have videos on my website. I probably will at some point, but I am camera shy, you know, must admit. So what is kind of interesting about that is that, you know, in the Telesummit realm, or even if you do, you know, a free call or a series of free calls, if you show up authentically and tell stories about who you are and who you are being and who you have been and how you help your clients, it paints a picture of who you are. And
right.
That's, you know, that realness is what people connect with. And there is also, I mean, I see this in the corporate world where, you know, they totally do the credibility thing. But people don't, you know, people aren't drawn in. They aren't leaning in when you just talk, you know, give your resume and how important I am.
Right.
You know, it's like, yes, you know, credibility comes in many forms. And you can certainly demonstrate that through stories and things like that. But like that, you know, that's I always choose to do the credibility through stories because that makes the relatability happen too. You know, people love stories. So it's just kind of an interesting thing, because I think that you actually can be known in this type of realm in a way that's like when you walk into a networking meeting, as an example. Like, I was never good at that, because you meet 25 people and you try to drum up a conversation with them. And
mm-hmm.
like, I want to get right to, like, what are you passionate about? And unfortunately, at networking meetings, when you say that, people are taken aback. So, you know, so this realm actually works really well for people like me who really want to be spiritually aligned, who really want to go to that soulful place. because you skip all of the small talk, you skip all of the niceties, you get right to the heart of the matter.
Right.
Double entendre there.
We get it. We love it. I'm wondering if there's anything in your experience, just, I mean, so that we can, know what to avoid also. I mean, if there's anything that you found in your experience inhibits trusting connections while working. I mean, I think most of us are pretty familiar with the in-person trust breakers, but is there anything in particular that while working kind of in the virtual realm over the internet, online, whatever, terminology we choose to use, is there anything that's really like just do's and don'ts, actually, at least at this point, don'ts, things that really do break people's trust to be aware of?
Well, I also think, like with this, I think that there is a broad spectrum. This is the beautiful thing about being in the virtual world, is that your tribe, if you're really authentic and you show up authentically in the virtual world, your tribe will find you.
Uh-huh.
And there are going to be people, this is the hard part about it, I'll say, is that there more naysayers come out too. It just happens. It's like people who don't like you show up too and tell you they don't like you, and it's like, okay. And it's really an interesting thing. It's part of the vulnerability of being out there. You have to really get that, like, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. But if I show up really who I am, those people will come. So part of it is, one of the don'ts is don't do what you think you should do to show up in a certain way. Really do what feels right and light to you. There are many mentors who told me to do certain things with my website, told me how to show up on the telesummits. And I'm a pretty strong-willed person. I'm an Aries. And I was like, no, because that's not me. And there are a lot of people out there that say this is the right way to do this. And, Catherine and I have talked a little bit about that, about telesummits, and, kind of interesting things that mentors have shared with us and such. And it's like there's no right way to do anything. The right way is the one that feels right and light to you. Now, there are some proven ways that do get success, but it doesn't necessarily mean that strategy is going to work for you. Because if you don't hold it, if you do something because you think it's the right thing to do, but energetically it doesn't feel quite right, it's not going to land well. So I have strategies and I have a process with my clients, and I always say this is Tara Butler's way of being, but how does it land for you? How does it feel for you? And sometimes, like, some of the stuff that comes up for us, of course, is our own saboteurs that need to be managed. But sometimes it's like our heart saying, ugh, I don't want to do that.
Right.
So don't. There's lots of strategies. So another thing, too, is another don't is, I always say there's a fine line between, it's like I said, you want credibility and relatability. And with some of the places I've seen some of my peers make mistakes is where they try too hard to look credible, where they almost come across as braggadocious.
Uh-huh.
And, there are, and this is the thing, is that there are some people that actually that appeals to. And, like, part of this is, like, really finding the right way for your ideal client. Because as you can see, I'm very open. And I've had people criticize me for being open. And it's like, okay, well, you're not my tribe. That's okay. This is who I am. And I used to be really buttoned up because I was told I should, be a little bit more serious and not joke around so much and not be so airy-fairy. And that's just not who I am. And I actually, the clients I attracted when I put on that mask were not joyful for me because they were resonating with the mask, not with who I really was. So show up authentically. Be who you are. Your tribe will resonate with that if you do that. So don't put on the mask. Don't do that whole thing. So I think those are kind of the biggies. I could probably go on for 2 hours about the do's and don'ts.
I could listen for a couple hours, but I do also want to respect what we've told our audience, you know, just as far as our time frame and working and sharing together today. So I really do appreciate everything you've shared. I just want to give you the opportunity, if there's any one last sort of gem or nugget that you'd like to share with us before we talk about the free gift that you'd like to offer our listeners today, just anything related about connecting deeply with our ideal clients in this virtual realm to help build the prosperous, heart-centered business that so many of us really dream of building. Mm. So just last thoughts or any
anything. Yeah, well, there's one thing that sticks out for me about that I didn't mention earlier. When somebody reaches out to me and inquires about whether we should work together, I bring them through a process, a discovery process, where I ask them deep questions. You know, we drop in right away. I don't small talk. I don't try to sell myself. I don't talk about why you should work with me. Here's why I'm great. I actually, it's very funny. When I get to the end of asking them questions, I always say, you know, what do you need to know to make this a powerful yes for you or a powerful no? Because that's my job here, is to, like, determine if this is a yes or a no. I hate the maybe. And I'm okay if it's a no, because I like the cleanness of that. If it's a no, I champion that. It's like, yay, like, we're clear. We're not the right fit. Awesome. Let me refer you to somebody who can help you. So that's the question I ask. And, you know, oftentimes the only thing that comes out of that is, well, yeah, how much do you charge? But I never say, would you like to hear about my packages? Would you like to, you know, I just ask a series of questions, and I keep asking, like, well, what else do you need to know to, you know, make this a yes or a no? And if they say, I'm in, I say, well, that's the only time that I'll say, well, would you like to know? How much that's going to cost and how it works? Yes, okay. And then that's the only time that I do that. I spend about 45 minutes just asking them questions about why they came, what the challenges they're feeling, what's the pain that they're experiencing in their business, how is that affecting their life, how is that affecting their stress. And I never talk about me. And I don't need to talk about me for them to feel close to me, because how often do we get deeply listened to?
Right.
And to have somebody just, like, fully give their attention to you and care. And I believe that is what makes me successful, and not having to sell. And it doesn't mean I don't, you know, craft my offers when I do programs and things like that. But for me, I'm never attached to people working with me or not. What I am attached to is that they make a powerful choice for themselves that's going to propel their life forward. And I think holding that is part of what builds that trust. And when I was a new coach, like, if somebody wanted to work with me, I would trip over myself to make sure that was a yes, if you know what I mean. And I don't do that now. Like, I really feel into this. Does this feel like a powerful yes to me? Can I make a significant impact with this person? And I have, you know, part of it, one could argue that I have the luxury of doing that because my business is robust, but I would say that my business is robust because of that, because I hold integrity about who I can really help and who I know I can fall in love with as a client. Because that's where the trust, you know, you can feel. And I've had this before. I hired a coach once that I could just tell, like, he was kind of done with me. And, you know, and it was like, this is, you can't expect people to be vulnerable and open and all that stuff unless they feel your love and full support. And so I kind of went off a little bit there, but, like, really, like, engage with people so that you evoke the answer without having to ever sell yourself, and make sure that you have integrity on who you take on as clients. Like, can I make a significant impact with them, and is this somebody I would enjoy working with. Because if you don't enjoy working with them, it's going to show up in that relationship. And that just never makes anybody feel good when that ends up showing up that way.
Beautifully.
So that's those are my last final words I wanted to get in there.
I'm glad. I'm very happy you shared that with us. I mean, there was so much in there, but particularly in being out of sales mode and creating a really safe place and making sure that that's mutual, just as it is in any friendship or relationship. So thank you. I mean, for sharing those last words of wisdom with us. So, and as I said, for everybody here today, I wanted to share not only Tara and her insight and wisdom in our interview, but also Tara has something to offer you for participating, for being here, for being interested. And so I'd like for her to talk just a little bit about, to highlight the free gift that she wants to offer everybody today. So take it
away,
Tara.
Thank you. Well, one of the things I do with this is one of the things I do with my clients as sort of one of the foundational pieces of the work that I do. And I believe that in order to create the business of your dreams or even the life of your dreams, you've got to be really clear about what you're up to. And sometimes we think we know what we want, but when we actually get into the exercise of it, we realize that we're not prioritizing things or that we're operating on the shoulds, ought to's, and need to's, as opposed to what I really deeply desire. So I have put together as a free gift on my website, but why I love that is that for any of you who are entrepreneurs, this will absolutely fit, but any of you who are not entrepreneurs and are just here because you might think that someday you want to be an entrepreneur or you're kind of interested on this whole online and trust issue, this will be helpful for everybody. And it's an audio visualization that goes along with a workbook, and it's a compelling purpose workbook and visualization, which will help you get really, really clear about what you really are creating in your life, what you want to create in your life right now. I call it, part of it is like, and I talk about this in the workbook, that, when people think about their life purpose, it feels almost heavy, like, why am I here? And the compelling purpose workbook is really to help you figure out, as I call it, your PFN, your purpose for now. Why am I here right in this moment, and what do I want to create in this moment? Because I am an evolving human being all the time, and I do this exercise every 6 months myself. So, and feel free to share this with your family and friends. I've had lots of people report that they've passed this on to their loved ones and actually talked about it as couples and families, and I just love that. And it's based on Janet Atwood's great work that she did with the Passion Test, and it's sort of an evolution of that, plus a visualization and other things. And I think it's pretty juicy. And it will help you get really clear on, how important is this online piece for me?
Right.
Is that really a top priority for me or not?
Thank
awesome.
You so much
Good.
For sharing this with everybody. And it sounds like people have been really inspired to share it with their family and friends. So everyone, I just want to let you know that the link to her free gift, to this wonderful resource that she's sharing with us, it will be provided in the information that comes along with your access to the interview. So if you want to say your URL out loud, that would be great. But everybody also just
sure.
know you don't have to write it down or memorize it because it will be given to the link will be provided for you.
Great. Well, my company's name is Broadviewpreneur. It's kind of a play on words because my original company was the Broadview Group, and now that I'm focusing solely on entrepreneurs, it's Broadviewpreneur, like entrepreneur.com, and check me out.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Tara. You've brought so much to the table today. I'll be spending the rest of the day marinating on everything that you shared. It's been a real gift.
Oh, thank
to have
you.
You here. So thank
I'm so
you.
Glad it was. I'm so glad that you feel that way. I'm thrilled to be here, and I hope to hear from some of you in the future. Do drop me a note and let me know how that was. All you out there, if you do the compelling purpose exercise, let me know how it landed for you. Would love to hear.
Perfect. Perfect. Provide feedback, please. And so everyone else listening, just thank you for being here with us today. We hope that you've gotten a lot of value out of this interview, and just know that there'll be more to come. So we'll keep you posted on our next expert on the panel, and thanks for sharing this time with us. Okay, we'll sign off. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.